Mark Cavett obviously getting the road trip started the right way. What did you like about how the team played in Carolina, especially when it came to the patience of playing against the Hurricanes, and what can be applied tonight against the Rangers?
Yeah, I think the game against Carolina the other night was it was a game we expected. We knew it was going to be a grinder. We knew it was going to be a battle till the end, and we stuck to our game plan the whole night. No matter what happened, no matter if they scored, no matter if we scored, we stuck to our game plan, and I think that's good for our group.
What is the kind of the addition of Paul Stastny, especially as a center, done for this team when it comes to depth at that position? And have you seen any maybe some difference in matchups as games have gone on?
Yeah, he's been awesome. Obviously he's great at faceoffs. He's good all over the ice, really, and that's huge for our group. He's fitting in well with Nicky and Patty, and obviously that's a pretty dangerous line when they're going. So for us, it's just it's huge to get a player like that with that experience, and he's definitely brought a lot to our room and to our group on the ice.
I asked this to Blake as well, just the idea of getting Paul in here, and you know how important center depth is. Teams that win in the Stanley Cup playoffs, they've got it. So has it done anything for you in terms of how you feel about this team's chances or what it can mean to have that type of center depth?
Yeah, it's huge. To get a player of his quality is big for our team, and we're lucky to have him, that's for sure. We know we have a good team in here. We know that he brought he brings a lot of experience and a lot of a wealth of knowledge for sure, and he's been a big pickup for us, and his line's been playing really good for us as of late, and we're hoping for more of that, and we know if we have that line going, we're gonna have good chances.
What does it do for matchups? Like, how does it impact you, I guess?
Yeah, it on the road especially, you don't know when you have four lines that are rolling and four lines that are playing good, it definitely could change up matchups for the other team, and maybe one of our lines gets a second or third line matchup, or a 3-4 or a 5-6 D-man. So that changes things. But for the most part, we want all four lines to be rolling. You see the good teams. You see the Pittsburgh Penguins of the world. They have four lines going when they've been winning Stanley Cups, and that's what you need to go far in this league.
He's a real student of the game, much like yourself, Mark. Have you been able to bounce some ideas around him?
Yeah, we've talked a lot. He's a really, really intelligent hockey mind, and I think whenever you get a chance to speak to a guy with that knowledge and also his experience, I think it's definitely very valuable, and definitely enjoyed talking hockey with him.
How do you kind of stay grounded in terms of, Blake mentioned not wanting to look too far into the playoffs, but you do have a pretty deep team. You're near the top of the standings. How do you keep it in the here and now and not really look ahead to May, June, those months?
We still haven't done anything yet. That's the biggest thing. We still have lots of games left. There's still a lot that can happen, and we have to focus on it game by game. We have to focus on just making the playoffs, and that has to be our focus.
Mark, you've seen the Rangers here recently. What are you expecting from them tonight? They made a couple trades since then. What do you expect from them tonight?
Yeah, we know they're going to be fast. They have skill. They have great goaltending. So I think the biggest thing for us is we just have to play our game. We have to focus on the team that we have and focus on what we can do as a team to win this game, and just control what we can control.